Yeah, are you there?
I am here. I got it. I had to go to switch computers on you.
Oh, that's fine.
We've been listening to the Weakest Link music.
Oh.
To build suspense.
Are you trying to tell me something, Dave?
I don't know. At this point, I don't know who the Weakest Link is.
Call me. Play the Weakest Link music. I got it. I can take a hint, Dave.
I haven't played the theme song yet.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So I'm going to do that now, so I'll make it quick.
Okay.
Here you go. Theme music. And here we are, another Wasted Podcast, show number, I had it a second ago, 168. My name is Dave, I'm your host for this short show. Joining me is the former intern, now a substitute, Nick. Nick, how you doing?
Good, sir, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm a little sweaty, but I'm okay.
A little slutty's always
not
good.
Not slutty, but I'm always slutty, but I'm sweaty.
Oh, you said slutty.
Slutty. Adam is on assignment, directing some sort of play, and nobody else returned my text.
Oh, Dave, that's terrible.
I'm not keeping any friends here.
I was going to say, remove them from the Christmas card list.
We have one now.
Yeah.
We never had a Christmas card list until last year.
Take them off.
I had planned upon this. Nick, we had talked about this.
Yes.
You weren't here, but we had talked about having a backup plan. Like, you know, because Aaron is part-time, or no, Aaron is seasonal on the show. So she comes and goes whenever she needs to get her 150 hours in.
That's right, okay.
And Ryan is part-time because Ryan has a job that he has to do that he can't come because he works most nights. And so Adam and I discussed having, you know, a backup plan. So
okay.
I had two backups that were slated to come in today. I won't say their names, but one of them says he's going to be here next week. But I get the same response that I get from everybody else, which is, "Oh, I forgot."
Oh.
It's like, I literally talked to him earlier today.
Well, you know, Dave, if you promised Sarah's cake pops, then you would get a higher response. You'd get people that didn't even know you walk up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know, yeah. And he might even show up, too.
He might. Jesus. Come walk on water.
That's right.
To enjoy the show.
There you go.
Well, Sarah's not here tonight either, so.
Oh, well, see, that's why nobody showed up, Dave.
that could be it. And we had another girl. She was going to show up, but she's going on vacation tomorrow, so she thought that she would be packed by now. But, you know, girls.
Yeah, never are.
Not packed. So.
Nope.
So we'll make this a quick short show because you have things to do, and I don't. But what's going on in the life of Nick?
Oh, well, today we went and saw the hospital.
Oh, yes.
Baby time is coming. We're at 30 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So we went in, and it's actually, what's really scary, Dave, is it's easier to get married and have a child than it is to go to a doctor's office for the first time.
Mm.
We signed 4 papers at the hospital today. And now we can show up and have a baby.
Oh, yeah.
When we went and got married, it was, I think, 2 or 3 signatures, and then we were done. But whenever you go to a new doctor's appointment, you have to sign, like, what, 6 or 7 different pages?
Oh, yeah.
Your mother has to be with you, and...
Wait a minute.
You have to have your Social Security card.
The mother has to be there. I don't know if your mother has to be there.
That's right. The mother. So it was just me and Kristen actually laughed about it. It was just really funny. It's like, this is nothing compared to, you know, going to the dentist or going to the doctor for the first time.
I don't remember any of that. And I think when we went and we're trying to find Millie's doctor, I think we went with the first one we saw.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Someone is tapping me on the arm. Yes, Millie. She wants a cookie.
Millie, I want a cookie too.
Millie, who's that talking? Quick, get on the microphone. She's confused.
Oh,
it's Mr.
Okay.
Nick. It's Mr. Nick.
It's your buddy, old pal.
Say hi to Nick. Say hi to Nick. Yep, she's shy all of a sudden.
What? That's You're weird. Shy with me.
That's weird.
I think like the third person that ever held you when you were a baby.
And you pooped in his hands.
That's right. You pooped twice.
Oh, now she's really embarrassed. That
it's okay.
That did it. Yeah, I think we chose the first doctor we saw, and we didn't even stick with that doctor.
Oh, really?
We took him, and then we ended up going with one of his assistants. Hold on a second.
Wow.
I've got an incoming phone call. This is how the show. Hello.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't sure if you were doing a show or not. That's actually why I was calling.
It's just me and Nick.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Hi, Sarah.
Are you holding me up to the microphone like you did with Adam that one time?
I am, yes.
High technology.
It is. It's modern technology right here.
Well, that's fun. What have you guys talked about?
Baby stuff.
Aww. Yeah.
We started late and Nick has to leave soon.
Oh, well, at least you got a little bit of show in.
And that's time.
And good night, all.
It was great. How many doctors did we see before we chose Millie's? This we're talking primary doctor, right?
Yeah.
Nick.
Well, no. This was during this. I was just kidding. Like whenever we go to see a doctor, like whenever I moved down here and I had to go sign up for like a primary care doctor, it took forever, like paperwork wise, and then. Like I was telling Dave, we signed like four papers today to have a baby. It takes nothing to have
a baby
anymore. And they actually asked us too. They said, "Well, do you have a pediatrician picked out?" And we're like, "No, we don't have the baby yet, but no."
No, you have to get the pediatrician beforehand because they have to come to the hospital and check out the baby.
Well, we have Kristen. We go to this doctor thing already, and they're delivering the baby and everything like that. So I don't know.
You have to have a pediatrician. Wow.
Like, oh, really?
There's a doctor to look at Kristen's stuff, and then there's a doctor to look at the baby's stuff.
Oh, and you know what? And whenever I have the baby, I'll be outnumbered with stuff because it's a little girl.
Yes, you will. You totally will.
Yes. I'll be like Dave. So me and Dave will be buddies then, like twinning with these with the girls on either end.
Yes, Billy will be excited to see a little baby.
Oh my gosh, they can play princess together.
They can.
I literally just got up and walked away.
Oh.
Because Millie needed a cookie.
Oh, did she?
So I was wondering why you weren't defending yourself, Dave.
Damn it! Yes, I had. So I set the phone. If I had tape, I would have taped it on there.
So high tech.
Yes,
it's so fun. All right, I love this.
Millie's now taking my seat.
Has she?
Yes.
Even though you gave her a cookie,
I gave her a cookie, and she's taking my seat.
Aww.
She's playing that's, radio.
That's show business, Dave.
You never get up and leave because you never know who's going to take your job.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
Well, I gotta let you guys go.
Okay.
Oh, well, it was nice talking to you, Sarah.
Yes, good talking to you.
All right, I'll see you when you get home.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was that.
Yep.
So look at that. Even Sarah got on the show, so it's a real show now.
It's a real show. It's not. It's a fake show whenever Sarah's not on.
It's, you know what? Sarah was talking about in the early days, before Nick joined the show. Adam and I were by ourselves, and we would be rambling on for like an hour,
yeah,
with nothing to talk about, and we just were talking, kind of like this. and all of, you know, Sarah would call and be like, "Oh, Sarah's on the phone," and so we would get her on the phone, and we would just talk to her until she arrived at the house.
just talking and talking. That's fun.
That's how she got into the show.
That's cool.
But have you seen any movies lately?
We're going to go see Jurassic World tomorrow. So exciting.
I believe Adam saw that.
Yeah, I think most of the country has seen
like
that.
$500 million or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. So, wait, in equivalence to how much they charge for movies nowadays, oh, so four people saw it?
I mean, one of my friends on Facebook posted, and he's like, remember 10 years ago when the movie industry was so afraid of the internet that they thought that everyone was going to watch movies at home and not go to the movies anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here you go. We just spent $500 million.
Yeah.
On your movies. We're still going.
Yeah, well, we're going tomorrow because here we have the mall, and on Tuesdays they play like $6 movies, or like the movies are all $6. So
what
we're
mall?
Going tomorrow. What? The Oviedo Mall.
We're going all the way over there to see that.
I was going to say, yeah, come on. Gas and everything, it'll make sense, Dave. Just drive all the way over here.
Well, I hated going to the movie theater. They just built one right by my house.
Oh, cool.
Like
they converted the old strip joint?
Yes, no, that is still thriving. though a friend of mine, a guy I work with, he was there recently at Club 27.
Oh, yeah.
For a bachelor party, and he said that he was there on a Saturday night at 11 o'clock, and there were only two girls dancing.
Oh, wow.
It's like,
it's a thriving club.
Come on.
Yeah.
But no, they opened one up down over at, I'm trying to think of the name of the... Over on 27 and where 4 is, I cannot think of the name of the complex.
Oh, Haines City?
What's that? No, it's before Haines City. But it was where the Target is right there. And
whatchamacallit, Lakes or Points or whatever.
Whatever. They opened a movie theater there. And
oh, cool.
I went, and I think it was like $7 for the matinee, which wasn't terrible. $7 or $8, it wasn't terrible.
And, yeah, that's cool.
But what killed me, don't think it's just I'm the cheap old man, but to get a small popcorn and a small Coke was like $13.
Yeah.
And this was small.
Yeah.
You know, some,
no, I'm with you. We sneak our stuff in.
When you go into the AMC, sometimes the small is like a medium. But this was like a small.
The small was actually a small, not like a small medium.
I was upset. So I ordered a small popcorn and a cup of ice water.
Oh, wow.
Which didn't even make any difference because I couldn't drink the water because I saw Avengers 2 and I had to pee from the moment I got there.
Oh, yeah. You know, did we talk about movie etiquette yet at all?
I'm sure we have.
Oh, my God.
Who's to say we can't talk about it again? We have new listeners all the time.
Movie etiquette makes me – there's no more movie etiquette ever, Dave.
No,
ever.
It's true.
Ever. Whenever you take a child into the movie, you always sit on the end. You never sit in the middle. When we went and saw Avengers, there was a family there. I guess their ethnicity doesn't make a difference.
No.
But it wasn't mine.
They were Filipino.
And it wasn't yours.
No, well, not Mexican.
That's
or
right.
Hispanic.
So,
no. We'll just put Latin in there.
The other one. Anyhow.
Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, we'll go with them. So anyway, so we get there. We get to the movie, and we, you know, we're polite. We know there was we weren't on top of everybody, you know. Like, everybody wasn't on top of everybody. Everybody kind of could, you know, was spread out from each other. And there was this guy that was in our row, and you could tell he was there early. He was the guy that's probably seen the Avengers three times, right?
Sure.
He's there. He's got his bottle of water, center seat, just ready to go, watching the movie. Then this family walks in with like 12 people, two of which were the mothers, and the rest of them were ankle-biting children, one of which was two, at least two. And they sat and they asked the man to move over a seat. And he goes, no, I got here early. And there he said, sir, we're just asking you to move one seat. And he gets up and he moves one seat. Like huff. He huffed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching this because he's in the same row as we are. And this 2-year old is climbing on top of the mother and hits him with his butt twice. This is before the previews even start. Now the guy gets up and he's pissed. He starts screaming, I got here early, da 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 da, this is ridiculous, you just can't do this. And he's climbing over people and he's getting out, and then he threw his bottle of water and he left.
Oh, jeez.
And he never came back. And I mean, although he threw a fit, I wouldn't have moved. I would have said, find another row. And you know what, Dave? Two rows ahead of us, which was pretty close to the movie screen, the entire row was empty. And I would have said no. I said, nope, I'm sorry. I got here early. I'm not moving. But he moved and he threw a fit. Now, proceeding into the movie, this little two-year-old's getting restless midway through the movie. Action scene, action scene. What does the kid have to do? He has to go pee. So now mom has to pick him up and pull him over. Meanwhile, I'll kind of go back a little bit. He is on her cell phone the entire time. Ugh. Right? Playing a little game, this, that, and the other. Then he gets... Whoa.
Sorry.
Then he gets. They get back from the bathroom, and maybe 10 minutes go by, and he is now getting restless. He is squirming. He is moaning. He is ooing this, that, and the other. And the mother is now putting her hand over his mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
To calm him down. And everybody's kind of like, seriously? Like, and she sat there the rest of the movie, letting the little kid squirm and make noises, and I thought she was going to suffocate him. she had her hand over his mouth.
I want to see this movie.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it. There's no more movie etiquette at all. Okay, so whenever she first got up and went to the bathroom, she should have sat on the side. Like, how they have those side seats that nobody sits in?
Sure, sure.
That's where she should have sat. Because, who knows when a little kid has to get up or move out or whenever they start crying or mooning or whatever, they should be accessible and not putting anybody else out because we paid just as much as they did.
You're going to have one of those soon.
I know. And you know what? And if they can't sit through a movie, then I'm not going to take them. It's just courtesy. And this lady had none. Ugh. And then you have the people that text through the whole movie or, they just – there's no more etiquette at all whatsoever.
Now, I've been to a movie – this is a couple years back now, but I remember a woman had her kid and they started crying towards the end of the movie. And what she did was she stood in the back and tried to rock the baby to stop it from crying, but it would not stop crying.
Yeah.
It's like, get that kid out of here.
Yeah, and then it ruins the rest – it ruins the movie for you guys. Like, okay – I feel like it's like the lottery. Whenever you take a kid like that into the movie, it's like I might win the lottery and, the kid will stay quiet the whole time. Or I might have to get up and miss the end of the movie. But you know what? That's what happens when you take a baby to the movie and you decide not to wait 2 weeks for the red box.
Millie's first movie was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Yeah,
the final chapter. She was 1 year old, I believe, and she was still in her car seat, if I recall. And she made it almost all the way to the end before she finally started to fuss.
To fuss, yeah.
And Sarah had to take her out. I felt terrible because I got to watch a movie. But the good news is that we waited and went to the dollar show.
Oh yeah.
So there was nobody there, and it was in the afternoon. And the only problem was that Sarah had to miss the end of it. And then a few months after that, we did see the Muppet movie, and Millie watched most of that. And then I'm sure we've seen other ones, but when we saw Planes 2, Frozen, she fell asleep halfway through Frozen. She doesn't remember that. Do you remember falling asleep through Frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when we saw Planes 2, she was so excited to see Planes 2. The previews, she was sitting still watching all the previews. But once the previews were over, then she got up and couldn't sit down.
It's
like, oh, come on.
Yeah, you were almost there.
We were good. But
like you said, though, you got up and you left. You didn't, ruin anything for anybody else. It's just, everybody's so, what was it? Not self-righteous isn't the right one.
Selfish.
Selfish, yeah.
Like, self-centered.
Yeah. Like where they have the right to do it. Like they have the right, I paid this much money. I can sit there. Okay, yeah, you did. But, but don't ruin it for everybody else. Like I hate the ones that go to like a horror movie and you're like, like you scream. And then somebody else is like, ha, 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 that's so funny. just to be a jerk. When you go to a comedy and it's funny, you can laugh. I'm not saying that you're just supposed to sit there and not do anything.
I may have, in Star Wars 3, Revenge of the Sith, at the end, I may have yelled out, "What?" at the end, whenever Darth Vader started yelling, "No!" I think I went, "What?" Like, I couldn't control myself. It was 3:30 right. in the morning.
Yeah.
But on a side note, not just children are terrible.
Oh, no. Adults are.
This theater that I went to see the Avengers, the matinee, is this particular theater, you get to choose where you sit.
Ooh.
So I get there, and there's like the balcony level, and then there's the lower floor level. Well, the balcony level, there was like six people sporadically sat. But there was no one on the lower level, so I thought, all right, I'll take the last row on the lower level right in the middle. That's my seat. I went by myself. That's my seat. So that's what I chose. And I went and I sat in my seat. And just as the movie started, two people came down through and into my row, one seat away from me.
Aww.
Why would they choose that?
Because they're jerks.
They could clearly see. They saw the screen. They saw that I was sitting there. Their cologne was terrible.
Oh.
So, ugh. And even when I chose the row, the guy who sold me my ticket goes, "You know, that's awfully close to the screen." And I looked at him and said, "I can handle it."
"I can do this.
I could take it, man."
Yeah.
"It's not close to the screen."
So, but no, that, I mean.
Back in my day, I sat in the third row, man.
When you get me going about it, I mean, it just makes me super mad about the whole movie thing. It's just ridiculous. I don't understand. Why anybody has to do that. Like, don't go to the movie to ruin it for anybody else.
Well, you know, it's the whole Facebook society. It's all me.
Yeah. And then it goes into, like, I mean, everybody thinks, like, you can't say anything to anybody because you'll offend them because
you're
a terrible person. But then they can say anything they want to you.
Unless you shoot them.
That's right. Unless you shoot them, right. Because, like, Kristen's had not a ton of people, but, like, three people at least during her pregnancy that were like, "Oh my God, are you having twins? You're huge." And she's like, "I still have like 2 months left." And it's like, "Oh, well." And then like she's like, "That's really rude. You shouldn't say that." And they said, "What, do you want me to lie to you?" And she goes, "I never asked for your opinion." "Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to lie." And she's like, "I never said anything. I didn't ask for any of this."
Like, who are you?
Like, who? Like, yeah. And it's and she said one of them was a pregnant woman that was bigger than she was. Or not pregnant, but a fat woman that was bigger than she was. And it's like, how do you have any right to say anything to her at all? And then I asked, it was kind of funny because I asked one of the guys at work, his wife is like a month ahead of Kristen. And I said, "Hey, Brian, has anybody ever said anything to your wife? Like, oh, you're so big, or oh, you're about to pop, or, you know, anything like that." And he's like, "No. I mean, we've had people come up to us and, you know, do weird things to, like, because he has a daughter, too." And he's like, we were at a dinner and, like, this old guy comes up and just starts, like, touching my kid and then puts his hat on her head and is just, like, giggling about it. And it's like, he goes, "Yeah, people do weird stuff like that. Like, they think that they can do anything with, like, little kids." He goes, "But no, nobody's ever said anything." The other day he comes up to me and goes, "Nick, you jinxed me." And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Since I've talked to you, two people have come up to my wife. One of which was the next day and said something to her." I said, "See, that's what happens. It's just jerk people that do that.
People just think now with Facebook, where people can, or Twitter, or mm-hmm. or any of these different sites, people can comment on anything. They're starting to believe they can actually do that in reality."
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm sure that's the way it's always been. It's
always,
you know, you always see on the old TV shows or movies where the old lady is in the grocery store, and they're like, "Oh, I can tell by the way you're carrying, it's going to be a girl."
Yeah.
What? How?
"I'm not even pregnant.
Get away from me, witch."
Yeah. Did anybody ever do that to Sarah?
Let's call her. No. I'm sure they did. A lot of people would just come up and just touch her stomach.
Yeah.
Like, without asking.
Without asking.
Which I always thought was odd. Like, I can't get away with touching women without asking.
That's right. Yeah. Like, yeah.
They get
walk
upset.
Up and touch their boobs, and you're like, "Well, I mean, day they'll be used."
They'll
I mean,
upset.
That's right.
Are these milky? No. Why would you say that?
Up, oh, they're not working yet. Oh, darn!
I'll wait.
Yeah. So, well, hey, I hate to cut this short, but I gotta get going.
All right, sir.
So,
well, thank you for calling in.
Of course.
Oh, geez, my phone is going off.
Have fun talking to yourself.
I'm going to talk to myself for a few minutes and then wrap this up.
Okay, talk to you later, buddy.
All right, later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. Oops, I turned on the wrong one. I tried to be cool. All right, everybody, that was Nick. So that just leaves me right now. So I'm going to give this a few minutes, and just I'll give you the normal awoapodcast@gmail.com, and that's where you can send us emails. I'm going to post right now. I am on, let's see, another waste. Hold on. You guys are lucky. Another Waste of a Podcast is live for the moment. Moment on Mixler.com. I am here alone talking to myself. If nobody logs into Mixler.com to chat with me, I will have to end the show soon. All right. Let me get my link. You guys are so lucky you get to hear all this. I'll put that link right there. Paste. And let's see. There's the link. And let's see. Let's hashtag this. Lonely podcast. Podcaster. Lonely podcaster. And let's see. We'll hashtag this. Talk to me. Posting. All right. So that is posted. So awoapodcast@gmail.com. As like I said before, you can find us on iTunes. Find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, which we rarely tweet. You can find us on Instagram, I think. I don't know. I haven't checked to see if I had an Instagram account open or not. But if I do, you can check us out there. If I don't, I'll open one soon. And that is my guarantee to you, folks out there listening. We still have no one in the chat room, and it's still just me. Let's see if there's anything to talk about. I watched a lot of the new episodes of Community today, so that was fun. Show, it's still very much like the original TV show, except now it's on Yahoo. Now it's on the internet. Let's see. People are looking up the Brady Bunch for some reason. That's what's trending now. Let's see here if I can find that while I wait for someone to log in. Someone who cares. Says here the actress played the youngest Brady on the 70s sitcom is opening about her life on the set. I wonder if she wrote a book. She talks about being on drugs. She always had a crush on Chris Knight. Oh, well. Enough of that. I'm thinking that I got nothing else to say or do. So I'm going to wait for someone to log in, I guess. I'll wait a little bit longer. AWOA Podcast. That's where we are. Maybe I'll play some music here. Here's some music by an artist named Jason Boots. I haven't listened to the song. It's called I Get Around. Let's see if it's any good.
Streetlights are coming on. The sun will soon be gone. Calling my name. I've been here before. I know what's in store and what's better than you and I together. Surrounded by lonely, I'm your one and only. If you hold me, you will know it's true. Sure, there's others out there that'll treat you fair. Well, go ahead, I'm just a needle. There's plenty of thread. Now get around, get around, get around, get around, get around. Now get around. Get around, get around, get around, get around. So when I leave, don't get down. I'll be back through town. I get around. All them brand new shiny cars are lined up on the lot, but I would rather have a classic ride. I need an old school beauty that to be. I put that pedal to the metal, you know I can't settle. Gotta make it to Nebraska. I can't help it cause I had ya on my mind in the sunset. I didn't wanna leave behind. And I get around, get around, get around, get around, get around. I get around, I get around, get around, get around, get around. Bring a verb to a noun, smile to a frown. Get around, get around.
Says somebody is listening. Somebody is listening. Hello, listener from elsewhere. If you log in through Facebook, you can join the chat. And then I can know who you are, and we can chit-chat, and I can talk about topics you want me to talk about. Until then, it just says you're from elsewhere. I don't know where elsewhere is. Whatever, there's a place called elsewhere. I'm listening to Jason Boots right now. He usually is a roadie of the Roger Klein Peacemakers and plays trumpet for them on some songs, but... in the background at the moment. Is there a... Well, let's see. Where is elsewhere? Let's see. I'm looking that up. So still, elsewhere, whoever you are, if you log in. Please log in through Facebook, and then we can chit-chat. I can know who you are. Or you can write stuff on Facebook, since you clearly found me on Facebook. Or if you're just a fan... who just happened to log in or don't know who we are. This is Another Waste Podcast. Normally, it's me and my good friend Adam, who's in St. Louis. So he is directing a play at the moment. And part-time Ryan, who usually sits in that chair part-time. We have a celebrity couch where we've had some guests, but normally the crafty Sarah sits there and the redheaded Aaron. But crafty Sarah is at work and Aaron is being at home, I'm assuming, or doing something else. So that just leaves me. Oh, we did have substitute Nick in for a good half hour. He had to go back to doing whatever it was he was doing. Maybe sleeping, I don't know. So it's just me chit-chatting with no interaction. So we listen to Jason Boots until either this elsewhere person, whoever this lovely person is, logs in through Facebook. And or someone else logs in and wants to chit-chat. So there was I Get Around by Jason Boots. And I continue to talk to hear my own voice. Let's see if something else happens. This is another Jason Boots song called Meet Up Downtown. Which we're not going to listen to. Instead, we're going to listen to a song by... we'll listen to Sherman. A song called Novocaine Heart. Log in through when you hit the login button, go and click your just log in through Facebook and we can chit chat. Give me back my good grief. People are logging in. I've got a couple listeners live on the Mixler right now, so I guess I'm no longer talking to myself. I'm talking to you guys. For at least another 20 minutes. Someone from grade school and high school is online. I'm going to say hello to you, David. That says David. Dave. We once did a science project together back in grade school. I believe we tried to make electricity with a potato and a battery or something. I don't know. Or prove something about playing a record with a cone on it. Not exactly sure which one we did. I think it was the potato. Because we had those giant batteries, you know, with the coils on the top. And we tried to make something work. It was grade school. I remember that much. So, hello, Dave. How's it going? We have two other people who are from elsewhere who are in the room. If you log into Mixler... through your Facebook account, I can also see who you are, and we can chit-chat about whatever topic you want. So, Dave, if there's anything you want to talk about, you can type in that little bottom box over there, and we can talk about something, and so I'm not just rambling any longer. Normally, like I said, I look around my studio. I have other people joining me. I currently have no one. So, it's just you guys, the audience. And so until people start interacting, I can only play music, I guess. So I'm gonna type now. Maybe you'll see that. Like, hey, what's up? What topic should I talk about? Or just talk about grade school some more? I still remember where he lived, but I don't remember the inside of his house very well. I don't even know if his old house is still there, because our old town has turned into one giant strip mall. From the last time I was there, and the last time I was there was 10 years ago, so the last time I was there was just a strip mall. But though there was a Portillo's nearby, which was not around when I was growing up, the best we had was Bumpkins. And now Bumpkins is under new ownership, if it's still there, but I'm going to assume it is, where I would get go there for lunch every day with my good buddy Dan, and I would have a hot dog and fries and a Coke. And then he would get cheese fries. We never finished them, and I would finish his cheese fries. True story. I should get, and one of these days, I will get Dan and Mike on the show, and we will have a good old fashioned high school show talking about our good times and what we did. But until then, I sit here and talk to myself about myself. Let's see if Mikey Manker is. It doesn't look like he's online, so I guess I can't talk. I wish I knew more people on Skype, so I can just Skype them. It's a way on mobile device. Let's see if I can... Oh, look, I'm calling Mikey Manker. Maybe he'll answer the phone. He is a stand-up comedian and an Uber driver and delivery guy, so I'm sure he's got some stories to tell if he picks up his phone. Oh, no. Call failed. He did not pick up his phone. And we already know that Adam is directing a play. So, how are you guys? Everything good? Normally, I don't talk to myself. And normally, I would not have done a show if it was just going to be me. And like I said, I'm going to attach on to here the car cast that I'm going to have with Adam probably later on in the week. But until then, I'm just going to be me blabbering about... And nobody else I know is online, though offline. So, Dave, still good to see you. I wish I could remember other things about our childhood. I'm sure you could remember them more, or maybe not. I don't know. Remember something else besides our science project? I wish I knew who this other listener was, but they have stayed in their elsewhere persona. Friend Sarah has liked the comment on Facebook, though has not joined the room, unless she has joined the room, and that could be her, I don't know. But if you're on Facebook and you're listening to the show, you can message me on Facebook. That way, at least I'm communicating with somebody. But so far, it's just me. Should I put on another song? I can put on another song in the background. Something that... Well, just a little Pistoleros singing the hardest part. I'll be playing in the background. At least it's not just me sitting in silence. Tim Powers. I talked to him earlier today. He was unavailable to chit-chat, but Tim Powers has his own podcast you can listen to. Let's see if I can remember what it's called. I got a message here. Someone messaged me. Hey, my sister messaged me. Oh, my sister's listening. Howdy, Rose. How's it going? If there's anything you want me to talk about, Rose, now's a good time. I can talk about, you want me to talk about politics? Though I don't know anything about politics. But I can talk about, let's see. I think it's Deep Dish Podcast, I think it's called. Deep Dish Radio. Be my friend. So I'm not looking. Now I'm plugging other podcasts on my own podcast because I'm not have nothing to say. So if you want to listen to a podcast, I don't know if you can. No, maybe that's not it. Deep Dish Radio is a BBC station, which I'm sure is good. Let's see if I can. Deep Dish Deep Dish, Deep Dish Radio with Oh no, here it is. Deep Dish Radio with Tim Powers. It's on the Shout Engine. He has interviewed quite a few people. That's what he does. He's out there in Hollywood land. He interviewed someone named Catherine Leigh Scott. She was known for portraying Maggie Evans in Josette Dupree. Oh, Miz. She's calling on this line. Let's see if this works, because this didn't work earlier. Hello, listener. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can. Hold on a second. Let me figure out how to... Everything is messed up. I'm using different effects here. Let me turn that on. Hello, Rose.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. Do you have your own sound effects and reverb on?
Oh. Is that any better?
Hey, there you are. That's you. This is my sister, Rose. I've known her all my life.
I hear echoes.
I'm echoing. Hold on a second, because that does happen. All right, how about now?
That's better.
Okay, this sounds like when I talk to Adam. He tells me the same thing. You've been listening to me drowning for the last 10 minutes. Talking to myself.
I feel like I'm in a remote in India or something.
Oh well, welcome from India. From your picture, it looks like you're surrounded by musical equipment.
Yes.
If you could see my picture, which I don't have one up, I would also be surrounded by musical equipment. So how's it going?
It's going. I just in a loop, in a strange loop here.
Oh, you can still hear yourself? Hold on.
It may be me, the way I have my stuff, my equipment set up, because I record a lot.
All right, hold on. Let me do this one more time. Usually when I turn it down and turn it back up, it fixes itself. How about now? Are you still there? Can you hear me now? Hey, I'm back by myself again. But my old from high school, Dave, is still there. So how's it going, Dave?
Let's see something.
Oh, there's Rose.
Hold on.
She's back. Rose, you picked an interesting day to log in.
Yeah, when no one's listening.
No, well, it's not that no one's listening. Usually there's nobody listening. But there's nobody like Adam and Ryan, and no one's here to ask you questions about me.
Yeah, to validate your tall tales.
I have a tendency to half listen to people. And I don't want to say exaggerate, but if it sounds better in my head, I'll go with that direction. So what validating do you want to do? What tall tales, pray tell, have I told?
One version of the high school incident.
Ah, yes, when you beat up a teacher?
I did not actually beat up a teacher.
No, okay. Rose is going on record. I mean, it's the statute of limitations, I think, is over now. I don't think you need to be afraid.
No, but I had laryngitis. And as you know, at Niles North Cafeteria, you cannot sit on top of the tables for some reason. Seems like a good place to sit, but
people eat there. They don't eat off your butt.
Well, not at the cool table. We just sat on the tables. But anyways, I had laryngitis. So if you've ever had laryngitis, you know that your patience is like zero. And I already have zero, so I was sub-zero. And the teacher who was on duty to monitor the cafeteria was a PE teacher, and she had warned me once, and then I forgot, and I sat back on the table, and she ran over to me, snatched my arm, and pulled me off the table. Well, you know, being a trained psychotic killer that I am, I instantly snatched her back and threw her up against the wall and held her there, but security came quickly and pulled me away. And he was about, I don't know, maybe 4 feet bigger than me. So he dragged me off with on my tippy toes. But I did not. I just pushed her against the wall and held her there and told her, don't ever grab me again. So I didn't beat her up.
I didn't say you beat her up. I just say you punched her.
No, I didn't punch her. I grabbed her and threw her up against the wall off her feet because she was about the same size as me. So,
all
no
right.
punching.
No
punching. Just the wall and elevation. That was all.
Didn't you punch a mirror in a bathroom?
Yes, but that was at the that was at the bowling alley.
Oh, which bowling alley was that?
The only bowling alley in Skokie at the time.
I can't remember what it's called. Oakton
I don't
Bowl?
Think we All Star.
Oh, All Star. That was the one that was by the Old Orchard Movie Theater, right?
No. This one was.
It was an Oakton Bowl.
On Dempster, I want to say.
Oh, jeez.
It was across from a park.
You're hurting my brain. Okay. I know where that is, but there, I don't think it's a bowling alley anymore. Maybe it is. I don't know if I've ever been there.
I'm hurting my brain.
You're hurting your. Yeah, it's a 10 year older brain. Just as a side note, my friend Dave from high school posted on my Facebook page, "I'm doing a great job." He said, "I believe it was the potato that we did, and his house is no longer there." And he says, "Your mom got her blue Chevelle stuck in the snow, picking you up from the house." We never had a Chevelle. We had the Charger.
It's probably the Charger.
Probably the Charger, or we did have a blue Omni. But
maybe it was that
Charger that did not that had lap belts, but the shoulder belts were optional. They were rolled up on the top, and you had to unroll them in order to wear the shoulder harness. I remember that.
God. I don't remember that.
What other?
That was after me.
That was after you. You need to tell the tale for me and for my audience, if you wish, of your Pink Floyd experience.
Oh my goodness!
In hitchhiking.
There may not be a statute of limitations on that.
All right.
Or... I was trying to look up the bowling alley. Oh, well.
It wasn't... I know which one. I can clearly see it in my head. I don't know if I've ever been to that bowling alley before, but I can clearly see it in my head. I just don't... I don't recall. So you don't want to talk about that story. Okay. The Iron Maiden story?
Which one was that?
I just remember you talking about when you saw Eddie walk across the stage.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
I don't know. Statue of Limitations has got to be up. I
have lots of stories, but I don't know. I don't know who's listening.
Who?
Well, I know you have a classmate, but...
Let me tell you. No one's listening. I can tell you by my downloads. No one's
but
listening.
But then what's the use?
I don't
know. Telling a story.
That's true. Well, that's true. Well, I guess we'll hold on. We can hold on to that. And then we'll have you call in again, and we'll see. I'll see if I can manipulate your voice.
Well, see, my hours have changed, so this is a possibility in the future. But I wanted to test it and see if it worked.
Yeah, it works.
So that's good. Now I'm trying to find that bowling alley and the park. A lot of action happened at that bowling alley.
Really?
Yes, lots of mayhem.
Mayhem?
Yes, mayhem.
There's more stories you can't tell.
I could tell them.
But you'll have to kill me.
So how's life in Florida?
Hot. It's hot. Yeah. It's like in the mid-90s every day.
Yeah.
It's miserable.
We're getting lots of rain and flooding and things, but all of our lakes are getting more water, so that's good.
They need water.
Yes, they were actually... really, really bad. And this one lake was pathetic. You could see the docks for the boats, and there was no water for a long way off. So it kind of looked really strange. But now there's water. It's a miracle.
Didn't you just get visited by our sister?
Yes, that's a good topic.
That's a good topic? Okay.
Yes, she came down, arrived Sunday, and then me and Vicky met her and Fredo at a local Mexican restaurant here. Yum. And they, Fredo apparently always arrives early, so she was already at the bar.
Oh, geez.
And by the time waiting, and she didn't mind that at all because she's on vacation. When she's on vacation, you know, she's on vacation.
Right on.
And by the time I got there, she was already a little toasted. And so by the time we were near end of the dinner, she was repeating stories.
You can tell stories about her. I don't know any stories about her.
Yeah. Now, here's a good one because I don't think it was the last show, maybe a couple shows before, you were talking about how Robert used to beat you up.
Yes.
Just for the heck of it.
Just for the heck of it. I was his torture device.
Might have been carrying on the tradition since Diane used to do that because she was the oldest. And we would be sitting there. She was telling us her story. This is coming from her, not just from me. We would be watching TV, and she would just walk up to us and hit us really hard on the back. And we'd be like, hey, what are you doing out for? She said, because I like the way it sounds.
My God.
She used to be very violent. We're all violent.
Yes.
Good yeah, reason. So there's maybe a reason for that.
So it was,
that,
it was a little payback. that he could not deliver to her.
Right.
So it had to trickle down to me. It's okay. I paid him back by abusing Brian.
There you go.
And tying Brian's socks together while he was still wearing them. And tying his sleeves around his back.
There you go.
Though,
we used to have competitions where me and Robert would be. They might, because Dad used to list. Used to watch Keep Up with Boxing a lot.
Sure.
And so Diane would have us in a match, me and Robert.
God.
And Diane was my manager, and Helen was Robert's manager, and we. And when I won, I start beating the piss out of him. And if he would cry, they start calling him Roberta.
Oh, my God.
See? This is good information.
I wish he was listening now.
So,
was this bare knuckle boxing?
Yes, it was bare knuckle.
God.
This is poor little Mexican kids boxing.
In a dirt backyard?
Nah, we were in the house.
Ah, oh, good. No one else got to see this.
Nah, it was just us.
We didn't box, we wrestled. It was WWF style wrestling, except he didn't pull any punches when it came to dropping me on my head. giving me the DDT or whatever he was doing. Yes, he would practice all his wrestling moves on me.
Ouch. I remember we recorded one.
We did. We were all nearly adults.
Yeah.
I had to have been 16 or 17 when Rob picked me up in the air and dropped me on the ground.
I remember that.
You could hear that through this is on the second floor. You could hear that through the entire house.
That was hilarious.
And everyone talking into the camera as if they were WWE superstars.
That's right. Although we were almost grown, the WWE and those wrestlers are grown men.
Yes, that's true.
And women, so
they're professionals.
Well, we did pretty good.
We did. I took that hit real well. I'm still walking to this day, so it didn't do nothing to me.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Hard-headed.
So, do you have another guest coming later on in the show?
Not tonight.
Oh, I thought one of them was going to be showing up later.
I tried. Well, Nick was going to come late, which he did, and then we started late, and then he had to leave early. So I was trying to get to see if I can find somebody else to join, but nobody else is available at this time.
I see.
So it was just going to be me rambling to myself until someone joined me, and then you joined me, so you saved the show. I know what I was going to say. I was going to do a car cast. The other day, I called Adam as I was driving home, and I recorded the conversation on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have the app, so I can do that. Unfortunately, The app was not set up to record into an MP4 file or an MP3 file. It recorded in some sort of file I don't recognize. And, and it came out sounding like this. Shh. 10 minutes of that. It was a good conversation. We talked about Chicago-style hot dogs. And we talked about the movies and things like that. So, yes, he had just... I don't know what it is. He just saw Jurassic Park over the weekend, so I'll ask him about that.
Yes, that would be a good topic, Jurassic Park.
Yes, it's $500 million over the weekend or something like that. Ridiculous.
Wow.
Are you...
They didn't get my money.
Nope, nor mine, but they will.
Probably.
Just not...
Some way or another.
Not over the weekend. Though I used to enjoy being part of that, those weekend numbers.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, that was me. I had joined in that. But no, it's too expensive now. There's too many people.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't clean those seats. And I'm like, I have like a super sensitive nose, which is not fun to live with. So like, I smell things that people shouldn't have to smell. Mm-mm.
I've got a pretty super sensitive nose as well.
Do you? Good.
It's pretty sensitive. And I don't think it's as sensitive as it used to be. I used to smell things and just start gagging all the time. I've gotten used to it, and I don't do that anymore. I think I forced myself to because I had to go to foreign countries.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't do that when you're walking around through Spain walking through Singapore. You know, with all your friends, and like, I gotta be cool, I gotta be cool. Your friends are forcing you to eat things that you wouldn't normally eat. It was bad. Though, my friends were pretty nice. They didn't really make me eat too much stuff. Though there was one bowl of mush that was this giant frosted dessert at one point. It was like all shaved ice with different food or like flavor colorings through it. But everything that it seemed like they had beans in it. which is very odd. But by the time the whole thing melted, it was just gross. And I may have tasted it like a little bit, and the taste stayed in my mouth. And the people who ate it said they burped it up for like the entire day.
Ooh.
But,
not good.
It was disgusting. But no, they made me eat curry, which I don't normally do.
Curry is good.
It's not something my God, I couldn't. Talking about smells, I could not walk into my neighbor's house. I could not walk as an Indian, and it's a very strong scent of curry. I could barely walk outside his house.
This is true.
To this day. I'd have to hold my breath, run in, and then run out.
You won't be wanting to go to India anytime soon.
No. That's not my bag. I'm afraid to go to Mexico. Mostly because I'm afraid they won't let me out.
That's true.
I'll try coming out, and they'll be like, they'll say something in Spanish, and be like, I don't comprendo. And they're like,
can you say you were born in East St. Louis?
I was born in East LA. I was born in Evanston. Evanston Hospital. I don't speak any Spanish.
We don't know this Evanston.
it's very hard to walk around with this complexion and not speak any Spanish. Especially down here.
Yeah, well, you're not that dark. Maybe because you're out in the sun.
I'm out in the sun. I'm that dark, and you know, we get people from Latin countries from all over the world that aren't necessarily dark, but speak Espanol, and they see me, and they say, "Oh, good, this guy's gonna help me." And I look at them, no comprendo, por favor.
Yeah.
I get hassled mostly by the people who I work with. A woman whose name is Rosa, by the way. She really hassles me. And she doesn't speak much. I don't know. She doesn't speak a lot of English. I mean, she must, but apparently she only speaks Spanish around when she's around me. I've been making a lot of these safety videos for work. And she turns to me and she starts speaking Spanish. And all I can understand is that I assumed what she was saying was, where are the Latin people? All you have are gringos. So they want me to film a safety video in the style of a Mexican soap opera.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they're so excited about the prospect that I can even
it's
do this.
It's called a novella.
Sorry, a novella. The prospect that I could even film a novella with starring all of them, which I gladly do it, but since I don't speak Spanish, I don't watch a lot of novellas.
Right, but you can, I mean, they're on all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just, all it is just over dramatic acting and da-da-da.
Oh, I have to get that sound effect. And a lot of turning and looking into the camera.
Exactly. Dun, like dun, a lot dun. Of close-ups. First you pan out and you know, you've got to set up the dramatic exchange and then you zoom in and have this look of, oh, whatever the emotion is. You'll be fine. You'll be good. Ugh. Everything's just overdone.
I'll watch one episode and then I'll go in there. I'll record it. But then have to do subtitles for all of it.
Right.
Because they're going to want to speak Spanish the entire time.
That's going to be funny.
It's very silly. Most of my videos have started off very serious. I shouldn't say that. The first video I did was a very simple safety video. And the second two videos were a little silly. The third one was a sensor tag safety about, you know, when you pulled the sensor tag off, it has a pin on the end. I had someone put their hand in the bin and come out and was covered in safety in sensor tag pins. And it was very much like, I think they got the idea because it was this guy Felipe and this other girl Mandy, and they both stared at the hand, and he stared at the hand. They both looked at each other, and then they both looked at the camera. All with the psycho music playing in the background. And then I did another video, which was all about changing your gloves, which was also very silly.
Is that a serious topic? But taking giving over in humor is memorable.
Exactly.
Very important. Very important.
Exactly. And people walk around, and there's part of the joke in the safety video was about changing your gloves and having to wash your hands. So every time you touch something, you have to change your gloves, and I would say, time to wash your hands again. So I just grabbed that one section, and I took a section of the girl washing her hands, and in between every segment, it's, time to wash your hands again. And now people, I can hear them saying it.
That's perfect.
From a distance, time to wash your hands again. They're like, oh, it's in my head. That and those... There was another line which I said they remember and they say all the time, and I said, see, it's working.
That's right.
If you're repeating it, that's working. So
that is a sure sign that it's working.
I've accomplished my goals.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank
very
you.
Very good.
One of these days I'll put them on YouTube or something, but I may have to have left the company. I don't think they'll want that. I mean, or maybe I'll find a secret way to share it with people. I don't know. Make them pay for it.
You never know.
Because I'd hate for it to be only people. Let's see, who work for me can watch it. Dana posted on my Facebook page. One of these days, I'll go back to you guys. Little guy takes up a lot of time at the moment. She has a new baby, 4 months old. We were doing the podcast when I had a 4-month-old baby in the house. For God's sakes. I remember the first podcast Mikey and I did with Adam. Millie was asleep in her seat right next to us while we were doing the show. No excuses. Listen. Anything else going on? Are you performing in a band anywhere?
No, I recently made some CDs of some recordings, gave it to Diane. There's some yodeling on it.
Yodeling.
Yep, and all kinds of different, like there's movie and TV.
Green Acres?
No, I haven't done that one. We do All in the Family, so am able to sing really badly, and it. We sound just like them. It's amazing.
Nice.
And so I made a CD for her because she was telling Fredo I sang. And then I also just made one for Dad, but I took out like the song that has a bunch of F-bombs in it.
Okay. I'm sure he swears.
Oh, this one has like a record number. I'm sure you've heard the song.
Which song
by,
is it?
By Lily Allen.
No.
Well, anyways, it's over the top and so on the F word. So I figured I'd spare Dad that. You know, not that I've never heard him say the F word. It's pretty funny when you hear your dad say it for the first time, or your mother for that matter. Yes. Yes, I've been told to go F myself by your mother.
Yikes.
During an argument.
I've never heard that.
Your poor innocent mother is capable of saying bad words.
I've heard her swear when we were in Spain. She got drunk on sangria, and she was saying all sorts of expletives.
It's pretty funny when you hear. Well, it was pretty funny when I first heard her dad do it, and then when your mom did it too. That was a riot. It wasn't that pleasant when she was telling me.
Sure, but, sure.
You know, but I was like, hey, good for you.
You can do it.
You know how to curse.
I still want to record the Martinez Family Band.
Yeah, we talked about that when Diane was in. And, you know, about how all of us have the musical talent, either singing or playing an instrument or both or multiple, and that she couldn't, so we'd give her a tambourine.
Stay in the background, hitting tambourine off beat.
I think she has some rhythm, but we'd find out.
The tambourine and maracas, like Davy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But
there you go.
I know it's probably impossible, but someday we all need to get together and record.
I know, that is pretty mission impossible.
Even if it
could be done.
It could be done separately.
There you go. They do that all the time.
We do.
You just got record one track. Make sure you have the first. Just make sure you have the background first, and then just bring them all in.
We just have
one at a time.
We just have to all be using the same program.
Well. Mm-mm, not necessarily, as long as it's an MP3.
Yeah, it's true.
If you send me the backing track or whatever, or you and Robert put together something or whatever, then I can add vocals to it and just do the vocal part and send it as an MP3, and then you just add it in.
Good grief. All right. Well, here you are. You're to hear first, folks.
Or Robert could do it. But it can be done.
He can probably do it. He probably has a better, even though I'm surrounded by four computers and a mixing board, he probably has better computer program than I do.
Yeah, I just took off a recording program and reinstalled another one, but I haven't had time to work on it yet.
Well, which one are you using?
Well, I was using Avid Vocal Studio, but it started acting all wacky. Mm-hmm. It comes with its own mic. And it used to work pretty good. And now I just went and got Music Maker and Music Studio 2015. Nothing, you know, nothing. Nothing over the top. But I have to monkey around with it.
I wonder what I have.
You know, it was only $40. I spend more money on mics, but they never make me sound better, so.
I haven't used this in a long time, but I had used Acoustic Labs multi-track recorder. That worked well. That worked well for me, even though it was me, so it was still terrible. I'm playing the I had to play the guitar. I'm not a guitar player, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to play.
Do you remember we made a song?
Yes, I do.
I wish I would have that song somewhere recorded. I don't have it. It's lost.
I probably have the 4-track tape somewhere. I still have all of those somewhere.
Oh, my God. If you could find that would be hilarious.
I'm embarrassed just thinking about it.
But my plan for that song was like, in my mind, it was something completely different. And as we were trying to put it together, came out like on the opposite end of the scale. I can't even remember what I had thought I wanted. But when we finished, I'm like, that is nothing like I wanted.
You came to me. You should have gone to Rob. If you had gone to Rob. He could have taken your thoughts out of your brain.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Rob can do anything.
Has he done that for you?
We've never written anything, so I don't know.
Well, see, it's easier said than done. That's true. And I don't blame you at all. It's just
I do. Trying to playing some soul music or whatever it was. some light funk.
It came out as pop. It came out total pop. And I think I was trying to go for an R&B sound, but it was all pop.
Well, you got your
And then I remember I let somebody listen to it, and they wanted to critique my lyrics. And I was like, screw you, you old bastard.
God, now you let someone listen to it? That's even worse.
I know. Well, that was a long time ago. I mean, when we first did, that's a long time ago. And the person that I let listen to it was an older individual, somebody at work who, I don't know why I let that person listen to it. I don't know. They might have some kind of music connection or something. I don't know. But then he started critiquing my lyrics. I'm like, whatever.
It's taking everything I have to hold myself in this seat and not get up and go into my closet and start rooting around and see if I can find this tape.
Oh, that's going to be funny. I hope I didn't send you on a what would you call that? When you just can't stop looking for something.
Well, there's only one place it can be. So, and I've got
good.
I've got all of my 4-track tapes are right there. I mean, it could have disintegrated by now, but
right.
But that's all there. I just remember being in the basement studio with all the lights turned down low. And I just remember playing the song over and over again, going, what the hell am I doing? This was not my music. And I probably turned it pop just because I didn't know what else to do. Someone else has joined the chat room. Someone named Sweet Psychic.
Oh.
She must have known we were going to be up. She's gone.
Of course, she knows the future.
She knew that this show was terrible. So, yeah, so Martinez Family Band. We got me on the bass, Rob on guitar, and Brian on the drums. Me, you, Rob, trading off on vocals. Helen, vocals. Carlos on the bass. We got a lot of bass players.
That is true.
So we'll just have. I'll have to play some rhythm guitar, and then we take the show on the road. No, we don't take the show on the road.
No, we could record something. I don't know about going on the road.
And then we record a music video. And then all of a sudden we become great, huge successes on the Adult Contemporary channel.
Not going to happen.
No?
You had me there for a minute, then it just went over. It went over the top.
Over the top. I would be upset if I had to be on the Adult Contemporary channel. Like, ugh. I'm Adult Contemporary.
Don't you hate it when you're in the elevator and you hear your favorite rock and roll songs?
Like, what? Yes.
I'm like, no, that's Hendrix. Stop.
It's now,
stop it.
It's now Adult Contemporary. You know, they're making out in, I believe it is in Washington State, a Jimi Hendrix's own, not his own, but they're going to do a marijuana strain, or a whole bunch of strains based upon Jimi Hendrix songs.
Oh, so not interesting. Awesome.
So not just Purple Haze, but and it will be... I should be looking this up instead of just remembering. It will be one of his family members is in charge of it. But
yeah, probably his brother. His brother's I think it's his brother. He has his own band, and it's called the Music Experience or something. No, I forgot what it's called. Me too. I need to stop and look up stuff. But he has a band, and they do a tribute to Jimi Hendrix's song. So. I think they probably do their own too, but yeah, their family has all kinds of different products. Like you can see Jimi Hendrix and oh no, that's Bob Marley.
Well.
But Hendrix does too. Bob Marley too. Hendrix and Marley, they both have a bunch of product lines and they're working it. They're getting paid for continuing on the name.
It says here, cannabis enthusiasts who also happen to be Jimi Hendrix fans will soon be able to enjoy a whole new experience. A Toronto-based company called Nutritional High has secured licensing rights to manufacture and distribute various marijuana and hemp-based edible products using the song titles and bearing the likeness of the iconic guitarist Jimi Hendrix, and they are ready to roll out items including gummy bears, hard candies, health and energy drinkable products.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Bob Marley does it. They should do it too.
It says here it is not with the Experience Hendrix, the company Experience Hendrix, the company that acts as the official licensor of the state, but with Purple Haze Properties, a corporation founded by Hendrix's 67-year-old brother. There you go.
There you go. Hey, see? I know a little bit.
You know a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Well, there you go.
Just enough to make me dangerous.
So look for that next time you're in one of the states that it's legal.
Holy cow. Oh, I clicked on the link, jimmyhendrix.com, and the first picture that popped up, he's so young.
That's crazy. I watched the end of a documentary about him the other day.
Did you?
His last days.
Oh, I need to see that.
It was on PBS.
PBS is so awesome. I just never catch it. I'm like, oh, I want to see that. Oh, I want to see that, and I never freaking catch them.
Well, and it was one of those things. It was probably like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. when I got home from work, and I'm just watching this, going, I should be asleep, mm-hmm. but I need to know how this ends. I know how it ends, but I didn't know.
Tragic.
I didn't know exactly how he ended. You know, I just knew he died. I didn't know how he died, or you know, the pictures of him the day before. It was like, oh God, it's always a bummer.
It was an overdose, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was typical overdose in the of those people taking sleeping pills mixed with something else and accidentally overdosing.
Yeah. It's like the burn so bright it burns out.
So. Yep. Yeah, but he had just built his own recording studio.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to the MEP project, the museum?
I have not.
Oh, you got to go in Seattle. Seattle's just a great place to go, period. But yeah. The MEP Museum, I saw his clothes and his handwriting and his notes and all that for songwriting. Oh, it's so awesome.
It's on our list. We've got friends who live there.
Oh, totally good place to go.
We just need to get some monies.
I visited his gravesite.
Oh, gee.
I have a tattoo of him on my hip.
What?
I'm serious. You didn't know?
I've never looked.
You thought, what?
I didn't know. I have no tattoos.
I have one, two, three, four, five.
Good grief.
Five tattoos.
But they're
all hidden.
Sure, sure.
I mean,
any of them names?
No.
Okay, good. Like you had to stop and think. No.
Well, at one point, okay. So the very first tattoo I got, I was 18. It was at this old and I went to Job Corps, and that was in a bad neighborhood. It was Job Corps is like where you go get training, and. They converted a school, so you actually live there and you can get different kind of training. Oh, usually for, you know, low income badass kids like me.
Like
and so I went to Job Corps and the neighborhood was bad, and so but of course I was always making friends with somebody, and one of the guys that lived in one of these little tiny little apartments, like a little stoner guy, he did tattoos, but he did it with a needle and Indian ink.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, that hurt. So I got it in a heart. I was going to get a heart and fill it in red. Well, I could only make it to the outline. I mean, and I can take pain pretty good. Whoo, that hurt. So at 18, I had the outline of a heart. And then I don't remember how old I was when I got it filled in. And my dumbass got a heart with the red in there with a banner of... somebody's name.
Ooh.
Yes, so I have done that, but then I got it touched up. And then I got Eric's name in there, but now it's so worn out you can't see anybody's name.
Ay, ay, ay.
This looks like a little design.
All right. Adam says whenever he comes to town, he said he's going to get me my first tattoo.
Oh, yeah?
I still haven't decided if I'm going to do it or what it will be.
Oh, you got to think about it. You got to do it.
I've been thinking for almost a year now. I have a couple ideas, but nothing that I think is worthy to be on my body for the rest of my life.
But yeah, you can. There's a bunch of people. Like Vicky works at the nursing home, and she has patients that are, old school, tatted up. They're old people with tattoos.
Crazy mm-hmm. now. That's crazy now.
That's crazy talk.
Old folks with wrinkle tattoos.
That's right. Yeah, I guess it's better than just the wrinkles alone.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you knew. I mean, back in the day when we had the, MySpace?
Yes.
I had those pictures up of my tattoos.
I don't recall. Were we friends on MySpace?
Yes.
All right.
I think so.
I don't even
remember. Well, that's quite a long time ago.
MySpace.
But let's see here. It's based on a design that, it's like a it's not cartoon, but it's colorized. So it's not like, it's not like a true portrait. It's just a colorized image. Like you can do with Photoshop if you want it to look like cartoon. If you do a search on Jimi Hendrix. Ooh. Here, I'll send you the link. I wonder if the link will come through on your...
Oh, come on.
Your
it should.
Facebook.
Dude, this is great radio all of a sudden. I feel bad, and I may have told you this. Jesus, huge link. On Vicky's Facebook page, a couple years ago, she had posted something about getting a job or whatever, but the English in it was written so badly that I said mm-hmm. that I commented that clearly this isn't an English job or English writing job. And then she didn't post anything on Facebook for months. I'm like, ooh, I wonder if that was my fault.
No, I think she's got her own separate, but now she keeps forgetting the sign in. Hmm. I have a friend who keeps doing that too and keeps creating new pages.
Oh,
I forgot my password. But I think she forgot her password on the one that we have now.
I see a picture.
And she had a separate one, for all her bad stuff.
Oh, jeez. Well, good. You need a separate one for your bad stuff. I see the picture of Jimi Hendrix.
That is what I have on my hip.
Well, there you go.
And whilst I was getting it done, because it's pretty big, it was at the tattoo show in Austin. My tattoo artist was going out there, and he asked me if I wanted to get a tattoo done there. He gave me a discount, and I jumped on it. So my hip, not my buttocks, but my hip, tiny bit of my buttocks, but it's on my right hip, was exposed whilst he was doing it, and people were walking by. And he was playing Jimi Hendrix. He played a couple other things, but I'm like, put Jimmy back on because it doesn't hurt as much when he's on. It's purely psychological, but the pain was a lot less when I could hear Hendrix. So it's a pretty cool tattoo. He did a good job.
Okay. Well, someday. Yeah, we'll get a tattoo. All right, Rose, I'm wrapping this up.
Well, who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist?
Yeah, you don't have to do their, picture, but maybe, do they have a symbol?
Well, I've talked about this before. I've had a couple of ideas, and one of them is my favorite band was Roger Klein and the Peacemakers, and they have a kind of a symbol. I'm literally pointing to my arm as if this is where it is. Right here, this is where it's going to be. It's like a symbol, like a glyph of it just has their logo on it. That's their logo. Or their original logo when they were the Refreshments, which is just like a round bomb with a wick sticking out of the top. Or just say a Def Leppard Forever. Right? No? Mm. Should I get Def Leppard Forever? No?
Mm.
No. All right. It was
like them?
It was either, Def Leppard's my favorite band, but Peacemakers or Refreshments. I don't know. I'll just get the Mad Hatters.
There you go. When you're old and you look at your arm, I was in the band with my brother.
Or the band that won the Battle of the Bands when I was a junior in high school. Hereafter, I'll get the original logo. I got it on a Xerox copy somewhere. Like, here, you, Pete drew this. I want this on my arm. God.
All right. Well, think about it. Got to get something.
I'm going to get something. All right, Rose. I'm going to have to call this a night.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling in.
You're welcome.
You saved me from talking to myself for another hour.
That's good.
I'll have to make Adam listen to this so he can have the answers to his burning questions.
All right.
So now he has them.
All righty.
And thank you to Dave, who listened in this entire time. Thank you very much for supporting. Like the page. Go to Facebook. Give us 5 stars. Listen to other shows that are far more interesting than this. Not that this wasn't interesting. But the other shows have more of us, and we are even more ruckusy. Listen to show 69. Listen to show 69. That's the most ridiculous show. Go to awoapodcast.wordpress.com. Now you'll find all 168 of our shows there. With that said, I'm Dave, and my special guest, Rose. Y'all have a great night.
Night.
See you.